from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. The sun has just come out here at Lions practice, and we just first player wandered out on the field. We asked people if they want to venture a guess as to who the first player was. Here are the 10 texts. We've asked for 10 texts. We've gotten 10 texts. Daryl Ammonia says Jake Bates. Brad in Pontiac says, I think the first player on the field, Aiden Hutchinson. Jeff in a car says Tarion Arnold. Rock in a Mini Cooper says Amon-Ra St. Brown. Matt says it's got to be Vaki. Kelly and Clarkson says J-Mo on Kelly the Jugs Clarkson? Machine. Kelly and Clarkson.
Oh, in
yeah,
Clarkson.
J-Mo on the Jugs Machine. Nate and Burton says Khalif Raymond. David and Gregory says Hendon Hooker. Jimmy in Marine City says Jack Campbell. Pat in a car says Malcolm Rodriguez. Gator, one of those is correct, and you know who it is.
Yes.
The correct answer. And Kang, did we get a lot of repeat answers? Like, was there one name that was more than the rest?
Yeah, the top two were, number one was Jake Bates, number two, St. Brown.
Okay. One of those is correct. The player, first player on the practice field today, kicker, Jake Bates.
Now, keep in mind, Amon-Ra St. Brown catches all those passes after practice.
Yes. But knowing what everybody knows about Amon-Ra's work ethic, I'm not surprised that that was a guess, popular guess.
He may have been first in the building.
Yeah. But
but not first on the field.
It appears that other players on the field are Jack Fox, Scott Daly, a long snapper, and then there's another player out there that I might think may be their other long snapper, Hogan Hatton, a rookie from a rookie from Idaho. I see his jersey now. But so the specialists are on the field first.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Somebody at ESPN asked for some help, and I want to get your take on this. Matt Miller, ESPN draft insider, tweeted out last night, tomorrow I start waking up at 4:45 a.m. to work out before getting into my workday. Anyone have any tips for making this adjustment other than go to bed earlier? Gator, do you have any tips for 4:45 a.m. wake up guy for a workout?
Don't do it. Hit snooze. Other than waking up, going to bed earlier?
Yeah.
My tip would be to make that adjustment at some point during the day. You're going to have to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to go to bed at like 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night, or 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, then you're going to have to need to get a little nap at some point during the day, because your body needs to rest. It needs to sleep. To get up and stay awake. I don't know. Then if you're working out, you get into the whole energy drink thing, as opposed to just coffee, I guess, because you're looking for some kind of performance. But I am the last person to ask about wanting to get up at 4:45 for a workout.
When's the last time you voluntarily got up at 4:45 or around that time? I've had to do it for some 6 a.m. flights.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was a flight there years ago. I probably did that. It's been a long time. I think maybe Honestly, maybe for some colonoscopy prep. Maybe I had to get ready for that earlier. But
that's specific.
Yeah, voluntarily, I don't.
For me, it's got to be flights. Again, we catch a lot of early flights.
Or so you leaving early to make a drive to come back?
Yeah, I've done that. Get up at 3:45 to make the drive back to do the show, and I don't want to come back from up north. So the morning workout thing, and I've talked about it on the air. I've done it a few times, and I realized today I did it a lot more when I belonged to a gym. This is counterintuitive. My wife and I belonged to a gym up until COVID. And we would have stuck with it and still belong to a gym, but they ripped us off during COVID. I got upset, and I said, that's it, I'm done. And then we used the money, saved it up, and during COVID kind of got some home workout equipment that we're able to use now on our own and haven't been back to the gym since. Oddly, I got up and went to the gym before work more when it involved the drive than I do now when it involves going down two flights of stairs. And I don't know why. There's some weird psychology to it.
Is it because you're paying for it and you feel like you have to go?
Might be. Might be a sense of obligation. But yeah, 4:45 wake up to work out, guy.
It's too early.
And you don't mind people doing it. You don't like people bragging
about it. Well, that's the thing. It's like, why tell anybody, hey, humble bragger, I'm working out at 4:45. How do we handle this transition without having to go to bed earlier? I'm one of those people. It just... Dude, hey, I have to get up early. How do I, you know?
Yeah. Kang, do you have any advice for this guy?
I'd love to hear the advice because actually for a couple years now, a buddy of mine has asked me if I want to play basketball. I'm like, yeah, I'd love to play basketball. What time? He said 6:15 a.m. I said, 6:15 a.m.? Do you have something earlier? No. Yeah, 6:15 a.m. because obviously he's got work and he's got family and the other guys that play as well. So the only time they can find is before work. And you've got to get up pretty early. You know, they have access to a gym that early. I just can't do it, man. I got to get that extra sleep in if I can. But then that means I lose out on playing basketball or working out. But yeah, I don't know how they do it. I'd love to hear the advice people give because... I mean, do you just get used to it? Do you just have to go to bed at 7 p.m.? I mean, how's this work, you know, with especially with a family?
I'm trying to think back to, like, high school because we had swim practice was in the morning, and I think we were in the pool at 5:30 in the morning. And that was every day from, like, November through March. And I don't remember going to bed, like, super early. I think we still went to bed around 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night.
There's something awfully gratifying being done with your workout, showered and on your way to work. I remember I was like, this feels great. Like, I felt great after that, you know, 5:30 to 6:30 workout, go home, shower, and be on the road. And I'm like, I'm going to do this every day. And then usually in mid-afternoon, I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, then I don't feel well.
Right.
So it kind of runs its course. But he tweeted this morning, "Welp, here we go." So this was... I didn't read what some of the responses were.
We're going to have to wish him luck, like the Peloton chick?
Well, we had a good laugh about that. We're like, is that what he's trying to recreate here, is the Peloton?
Wish me luck. Well, here we go. Yeah, let's see. You're going and, you know, making a decision consciously to get up that early and go to the gym. Good for you. Good on you.
I just got a text here from John Jansen. Can I read that on the air? His advice.
I love it. I don't know if you could say the last word.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
come up with another word?
Well, there's a word. You just throw a W instead and you got it.
Okay, using a W instead of another letter. Okay. Yeah. Here's the advice. Just do it and don't be a wussy. Okay.
There you go.
That's John Jansen's advice. For those of you that that wondered, does Amon-Ra do Jugs work before practice? The answer is yes.
Oh, there it is.
He is out with the Jugs machine right now, right in front of us, getting in some work before
you can
practice,
hear it.
That's
Amon-Ra. I can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who else gets a workout? Are the two guys, the two managers that are catching the ball from Amon-Ra and then pitching the ball back to the guy who's got to feed it into the machine.
There are some rules about what we can show and what we can't show, so I'm not going to turn the camera around, but just suffice it to say that Amon-Ra's getting the work in.
Yeah, players have less than 20 minutes to get out in the field, and they're starting to trickle out there. You see Hendon Hooker and Nate Sudfeld are out there, and Frank Ragnow and some of the linemen are out there.
But what is it, 202 catches he does a day?
It's like 202, 203, something like that.
Wasn't that it? I haven't been counting, Gator. I'd like you to count from here on out.
I don't think you want me to do that.
No? All right, well, Amon-Ra's out there getting work in. 248-539-9797.
It's roughly a catch every 4 seconds, I think, 3 or 4 seconds.
These guys, you're right, these managers got it down to a science. He's got two guys. He catches it, flips it to one, who hands it to the guy behind the jugs machine, and two footballs rotating through every three and a half, 4 seconds. It's Carson Anderson from Lions practice here on 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.